your proposals for entertainment, workshops, or installations are accepted, you're welcome to enjoy the rest of the festival. See the links in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org to submit a proposal or to get more information about the AMSAT's village. This is Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
In the world of DX, listen for four special call signs activated by the Radio Society of Great Britain and the BBC Amateur Radio Group, marking the June 27th shutdown of BBC's long-wave stations at Droitwich in Worcestershire, Westerglen near Stirling, and Burghead, overlooking the Moray Firth. Listen for GB1500M, GB198LW, GB198END, and GB198KHZ. In the Maldives, IOTA number AS013, Yosuke JJ1DQR is on the air holiday style as 8Q7QR from the 28th of May through to the 1st of June, and will participate in the CQWWWPXCW contest. Alan F8FUA will be on the air holiday style as 9X5KM from Kigali, Rwanda, from the 4th through to the 13th of June, operating CW, SSB, and digital modes on various HF bands. Oliver W6NV is on the air as A31WW on Tongatapu Island, Tonga, IOTA number OC049, until the 2nd of June, operating CW on the HF bands. He will be very active in the CQWWWPXCW contest on the 30th and 31st of May. For QSL and other operating information, visit each station's page on QRZ.com. In the Northern Hemisphere, where summer will dawn in just a few weeks, hams are engaged in the seasonal pursuit of bird watching, and they've combined it with the game of bingo. No, they're not crazy. They're just crazy about chasing satellites, as we hear from Jim Davis, W2JKD.
Okay, bird watchers, it's time to wing it. Now, there's no real competition here. There's no sponsors or rules and no entry fees. You just need an antenna and a bingo card. Yes, a bingo card. Now, thanks to Sean.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.